Yeah, the atmosphere in the Draper house was pretty somber following Dip's adventures, which could have ended tragically, but fortunately did not. I blame myself. But I was a bit surprised at how Stargazer, my brother-in-law, was taking it. He never said a word, but spent a lot of time either reading or out in the back with his telescope. He avoided Dips completely and seemed to be avoiding everyone else. But I caught him breaking his silence one evening when I heard him singing along with an old Gordon Lightfoot record. I figured now would be a good time to talk.
So I best be on my way in the early morning rain.
That was pretty good.
Oh, thanks. It helps.
Look, ever since I've met you, you've seemed, I don't know, melancholy. But never so much as lately. I mean, well, look, it's my fault that Dips ended up
No, it's my fault. His father entrusted me with him. That makes me his father in many ways. I've been entirely too hands-off with him, hoping he would discover things his own way at his own pace, never expecting him to go too far. I was a fool.
No, wait, Dips would never have gotten that invitation were it not for me.
And he never would have seen it if I had taken care of the email right away.
But I got Dips into the music business.
And I let you do it. There was nothing wrong with that, Birch. You've been good to him. I've seen you operate. Yes, you can be pushy. Yes, you can be demanding. But Dipper is a better person because of it. He sings better. He tries harder, even in things other than music. You taught him that.
But I also left him exposed to—
He was going to be exposed to it sooner or later. You know that. My responsibility lay in determining when he was exposed. And there is where I failed.
You sing very well when it comes to songs like, well, like the one you were singing.
Oh, thank you. I guess I can relate to them very well.
Why is that?
Oh, I won't bore you with my angst. That's not fair. Let's just say that Dipper helps fill a hole in my heart.
Here. Let's try putting it down into a key that's better suited for your voice. And sing it again for me. It helps me too.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go, and I'm stuck here in the grass with a pain that ever grows. Now the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. Well, there she goes, my friend. She's rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engines roar. See the silver wing on high. She's away and westward bound. Far above the clouds she'll fly. Where the morning rain don't fall, and the sun always shines, she'll be flying o'er my home in about 3 hours' time.
This old airport's got me down. It's no worth it good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. Jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I'd best be on my way.